This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home but me. I've got a lot of kisses I can spare. Come on and get them, 'cause I don't care. I never knew a man could be so sweet. I dream about you when I go to sleep. Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home, nobody home, boy. Nobody home but me.
Welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And this week's theme, it's going to be a two-parter. We're going to do the first part this week, second part next week. And the theme is Back at the House. Whose house? Well, it could be the cuckoo house, the poor house, your house, my house, the White House, the jailhouse, the poor house. I think you get the picture. And we got a lot of music to get to today. And first off, it seems that there's a mutiny in the doghouse. And all the cats are going over to Pete Johnson's house to find out what's up.
Well, well, if it ain't Al Hall and Jimmy Shirley.
Hello, Pete.
Hiya, Pete.
What is he, fellas?
Man, we heard you beating out all that fine jive, so we thought we'd get a little taste of it.
Well, that's fine. Come on in and sit down and let your hair down and let's get in the groove.
Thank you.
Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me. Bring it on down to my house, honey. I need your company. Now I'm not bragging, but it's understood. I don't do nothing that I can't do good. Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me. Down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me. Now bring it on down to my house, honey. I need your company. Well, I'm a caper cutting papa. Got a gal named Sadie. She's a little heavy laden, but I call the baby. Well, bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me.
My house, honey, there ain't nobody home but me. Oh, bring it on down to my house, baby. I need your company. Old Uncle Bud, about 96, he just got back from getting it fixed. Oh, bring it on down to my house, honey, there ain't nobody home but me.
Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me. Bring it on down to my house, honey. I need your company. I had a little mama, tried to put me on the bomb. Had to burn her down with my Thompson gun. Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me. Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me. Bring it on down to my house, honey. I need your company. You can take it, you can break it, you can hang it on the wall. You can throw it out the window, I'll catch before it falls. Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me.
They say a house is just half a house without a woman. And now I guess that old saying must be true. When I go home, it ain't no home without a woman. 'Cause my old house is just half a house without you. Feel like a world without a sound to go around. Welcome home, I still hear the echo of that faded old sound. Just like a ship in desert sand, what can I do? 'Cause my old house is just half a house without you.
They say a house is just half a house without a woman. Now I guess that old saying must be true. When I go home, it ain't no home without a woman. Yeah, my old house is just half a house without you.
Feel like a world without a sound to go around. Welcome home, I still hear the echo of that old sound, just like a ship in desert sand. What can I do? 'Cause my old house is just half a house without you.
'Cause my old house is just half a house without you.
The great Floyd Tillman with Half a House. Great little song. That was Merle Haggard that was joining Floyd Tillman on that one, on the vocals, trading off verses. And you might have recognized that guitar sound. That was Willie Nelson on the guitar. And this is a record that Floyd made in 1981, and all the people that were influenced by him, he tried to bring as many as he could. And those, of course, included Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson on that particular cut. And before that, we heard Bring It On Down to My House, and that was Luke Wills and his Rhythm Busters featuring Junior Barnard, all guys from Bob Wills' band. And that was recorded in Hollywood on February 19th of 1947. And with Joe Holly and Cotton Thompson on the fiddles there. And before that, we heard the great pianist Pete Johnson with Mutiny in the Doghouse. And those two guys that knocked on the door in the beginning of the song, that was Al Hall, the bass player, and Jimmy Shirley on the guitar. He was featured quite a bit on that. And that band was called Pete Johnson's Housewarming. And that was recorded in New York on January 26th of 1946 for the national label. And if you're just tuning in, the theme this week is Back at the House, Part 1. We're going to have Part 2 next week. Yeah, we opened up the show, established our scene, our theme with Come On Over to My House. And at the very top of the show, that was Jay McShann's Kansas City Stompers featuring Julia Lee on the vocals. And that was recorded in Kansas City on November 1st, 1944 for the Capitol label. So for our next set, I got a couple of very rare live bluegrass tracks from the mid-50s. And so this whole next set is going to be like a little mini bluegrass set. And we're going to start out with the Stanley Brothers. This was recorded at New River Ranch in Maryland. I think the name of the town was Rising Sun, Maryland. In, let's see, when was this? July 3rd of 1955 at New River Ranch. They would have bluegrass festivals there. In the mid-50s through, I think, the early 60s. And we're going to start off with the Stanley Brothers, very rare live cut. Here's them doing White House Blues. Blues. You see what you've done, you shot my husband, and I've got
got you turn your back to Washington.
Well, here's a little tune that the title of it don't sound too good, Judd, but Love and Neighbors Right in the Night.
What's that, Les?
One called Over the Hills to the Poorhouse.
Oh, how can it be that it has been? Take farther to heaven than oh, oh, God, may the crime be forgiven. Thank you.
start to fall in the autumn, and the rain starts to drip from the tree. There's an old, old man who walks through the garden, and his head is bowed in memory. Yes, his head is bowed in memory.
What a pretty version. The old George Jones song, Old, Old House. That was a great bluegrass band from the 70s, Country Gazette, which featured Roland White on the vocals there and mandolin, Alan Mundy on the banjo, and that was either Byron Berline or, can't remember who the other fiddle player was in that band, Richard Green, that's it. That might have been Richard Green on that cut. And that was from their, 1977 album called What a Way to Make a Living. Before that, we heard two very rare live tracks. Right before Country Gazette, we heard Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. That was recorded live for the Martha White Biscuit Time radio show in 1953. They were doing Over the Hills to the Poorhouse. And to start off that set, we had another live track, this one from the Stanley Brothers, recorded in 1955 at New River Ranch with their version of White House Blues. So we're going to change it up a little bit for the next set. We're going to go all the way back, and we got two cuts in a row that are both from 1930. And first up, we got Memphis Jug Band with He's in the Jailhouse Now.
I remember last election.
Yeah.
Jim Jones got an action.
Uh-huh.
Said he's voting for the man that paid the biggest price. Next day at the poll, he voted with heart and soul. But instead of voting once, he voted twice.
Uh-huh.
He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Instead of him staying at home, let those white folks business alone.
Where's that now?
He's in the jailhouse now. You remember Henry Cruz? That soul had no good news. He sold it to the police on the beat. Now Henry's feeling funny. Police give him mock money. He's got a ball and chain around his feet. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. The judge gave him 2 years, and Henry's shedding tears. He's in the jailhouse now. Play that thing. Lots of liquor, trouble got thicker. Now, son is jailhouse bound. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. If he's got a political friend, judge sentence he will suspend. He's in the jailhouse now. Jim Johnson liked to roam around. With every gal in town,
uh-huh.
Until he played it with Benny's wife.
Been raining?
And and it cut him in the face. Now it's a disgrace. But now he's graveyard bound. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Benny was his friend, place of letting that matter in. He's in the jailhouse now.
Feeling mighty bad. Jailhouse blues, the worst I've ever had. Why didn't somebody tell me what a low-down place the jailhouse is? Lord, it's hell to sit there like a rat in his hole, eating cornbread from his floors and beans out of a bowl. Why didn't somebody tell me what a low-down place the jailhouse is? Iron bars all around me, iron chains on my feet. I'll give half my life to be out on the street. Why didn't somebody tell me what a low-down place the jailhouse is? I sure was a fool to go and break the law. Sure was a fool to stop that woman in her jaw. Why didn't somebody tell me what a low-down place the jailhouse is? I asked for mercy, the judge give me a year. I'll never speak to that woman when I get out of here. Why didn't somebody tell me what a low-down place the jailhouse is? There's a man in my cell who stabbed his wife, only got 30 days to enjoy his life. Why didn't somebody tell me what a low-down place the jailhouse is? He's always hollering, moaning on the floor. Just the same as the electric chair, he will go. Why didn't somebody tell me what a low-down place the jailhouse is? That poor man yells, he chokes and calls. Oh, God, glad I ain't that bad off. Why didn't somebody tell me what a low-down place the jailhouse is? You can cry if you want to, and you can weep and wail. The gods don't care if you die in this jail. Why didn't somebody tell me what a low-down place the jailhouse is? If I ever get out, I'll swear on my soul, I'll never lose my head over no more jelly roll. But I say, why didn't somebody tell me what a low-down place the jailhouse is?
Nottingham was an Englishman. He played the tom-toms in the band, but the rawhide rhythm caused his mind to crack. They locked him up in a padded cell at the Cuckoo House. He's a-doing well, and everything he sees, he takes a whack. He thinks he's a great big Indian chief. He thinks his squaw is Princess Fallen Leaf. So he pitched his nightshirt for a tent, goes around with his back all bent, doing the war dance down at the Cuckoo House. Doing the war dance down at the Cuckoo House. He told his squaw this morning to give all his warriors warning that he's doing the war dance down at the Cuckoo House.
Yip, yip, yip.
Thank you.
door, saw Nottingham sitting on the floor. Asked him if he had smoked the pipe of peace. Lord Nottingham let out a groan, said he'd give everything he owned for a tomahawk to slay the bloomin' beast. I'd get him scalped to hang in my teepee from the statue of that dear old Liberty. So he grabbed his tom-tom from the floor with a whoop and yell, he was off once more, doing the war dance down at the cuckoo house. Doing the war dance down at the cuckoo house. On his tom-tom, he starts drumming. He thinks buffalo are coming while he's doing the war dance down at the cuckoo house.
Some hot picking there from Jethro Burns and Red Rector, two great mandolin players. And with that old tune, Limehouse Blues, great version. And that was from an album they made together in 1983 called, appropriately, Old Friends. And before that, we heard the Madman. We heard Spade Cooley and his band with Down at the Cuckoo House. And if you know the history of Spade Cooley, he ended up in the cuckoo house and then the jailhouse for real. And that one was recorded on October 27th of 1947 in Hollywood for the RCA label. Before that, we heard a couple of jailhouse cuts. Before that, we heard Blind Blake. Possibly could be my favorite blues guitar player of all time. An amazing player. And that was What a Lowdown Place the Jailhouse Is. And that was recorded on May 29th, 1930 in Grafton, Wisconsin for the Paramount label. And we start off that set with the Memphis Jug Band, otherwise known as the Memphis Sheiks, with their version of another great old tune, He's in the Jailhouse Now. That was recorded on November 21st, 1930 in Memphis. And I see we're past the halfway mark of the show. And you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And you know, Freetown Radio comes to you every week as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we're broadcasting on 88.7 on your FM dial. And this is KRVS, Radio Acadie. And if for some reason you're out of town, you can't get us on the radio, if you're not in the Lafayette, Lake Charles area, we also stream live on the web at krvs.org. And all the Freetown Radio shows are archived You can go to the website at krvs.org and click on Freetown Radio, and all the shows will magically appear. Usually Friday's show is up by Monday or Tuesday the following week, and then the show is rebroadcast for all you nightbirds late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning at 1 a.m. So, where do we go from here? If you're just tuning in, the theme this week, and it's going to be our theme next week because I got a lot of songs to get to, is back at the house. Visiting a lot of houses this week, and we're going to visit even more next week. This will be our first Freetown Radio two-parter, although I do have other ones planned. So, we've got time for a couple of more sets, and we're going to start off the next set. There's going to be some great singers in this set and some great songwriters, and we're going to start off with one of the best. We're going to have Willie Nelson with a short little tune they recorded in 1961 called Where My House Lives.
Stop here. Across the street to your right, that's where my house lives. Sometimes I stayed there at night, but mostly I was on the move. Business first, you know, and she'd wait there in her lonely room. But oh, that's been so long ago. She's gone now. She couldn't stand to be alone, and now it waits there. This house that used to be my home, I never go there, 'cause it holds too many memories since she's gone. But right there is where my house lives all alone.
I walk up to my door and hate to turn the key. Emptiness is all that waits inside for me. That's how it is when the one you love is gone. That's how it is when your house not a home. I look around and see things marked with his and her. Little things like this just make things that much worse. That's how it is since I live my life alone. That's how it is since my house is not a home. Is there a way out for a soul so torn as mine? Each day I live, I'm like a prisoner passing time. That's how it is, ask anyone who lives alone. That's how it is when your house is not a home. That's how it is when your house is not a home.
I met you and we married. We planned our future well.
We built our home suddenly it fell.
It wasn't long thereafter our love began to tilt.
Sorrow's tearing down the house that happiness once built. First came the weekly parties that never seemed to end.
And then came the heartbreak brought by so-called friends.
I guess that I'm as much to blame. And
while we share the guilt, sorrow's tearing down the house that happiness once built.
First came the weekly parties that never seemed to end.
Then came the heartbreak brought by so-called friends. I guess that I'm as much to blame.
While we share the guilt, sorrow's tearing down the house that happiness once built. Sorrow's tearing down the house that happiness once built.
I bought myself a house here a few months back, and it's a darling little house, that's a fact, but there's 37 others there, just exact, and I got in the wrong house again last night. My neighbor has got this little dog about 2 feet high. It's a cute little dog, a little small dog, wouldn't hurt a fly. Well, I stumbled in their house by mistake this morning about 5, and that cute little stupid dog nearly ate me alive. I came in last night and I felt like I had 2 heads, and I was sneaking in the house when I heard this sweet voice say, "Bill, darling, why don't you put out the cat and come on to bed?" Which shook me pretty good, because my name's Fred. Not that underwhelm you. I decided I better try the next house in line. And I was skipping tippy-toe across the lawn at double time. Have you ever been hit in the throat with a dirty clothesline? By the way, if you should find a set of teeth out there, they're mine, my teeth. I went up to the next house and rang the bell, and this man, about 8 feet tall, answered the door and said, "What?" And I said, "Well, I was just passing by, kind of in the area, and I thought I might just visit a spell." But he wasn't too neighborly. He threw me out the back door and called me some names. So I went to sleep in the next house I saw because it looked the same. I woke up this morning in a doghouse and my head was just pain. And there was some silly kid looking in the door yelling, "Gravy train."
The Madman, actually the Lunatic from Lubbock, Texas. It was Don Bowman with a song called Wrong House. And that was recorded in Nashville in September 1963 for the RCA label. And Don Bowman was very popular back in the early 60s. He was known for his comic songs. That was certainly one of them. Before that, we heard the tragic tale, Sorrow's Tearing Down the House That Happiness Once Built. And that was Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, recorded in Nashville on October 11th, 1967, also for the RCA label. And before that, we heard When Your House Is Not a Home. I believe that was written by Roger Miller. Of course, that was George Jones singing that one. That was recorded on May 21st, 1963 in Nashville. And that great steel guitar piece in there, that was Hal Rugg, very undersung pedal steel guitar player on the steel guitar. And we start off that set with a tiny little song from great songwriter Willie Nelson with Where My House Lives, and that was recorded on September 12th of 1961, also in Nashville for the United Artists label. It's one of Willie's earliest. So it looks like we got time for one more set here on the Back at the House Part 1 theme. Next week, we're going to have more houses to visit. And let's start this next setup. I'm going to turn to my old friends, NRBQ, the New Rhythm and Blues Quartet. What a great little house. A great little song, that is. How about some Boarding House Pie?
Boarding House Pie. Tastes good. My, my, like Boarding House Pie. Slice it up.
house pie.
Thank you.
Detroit barbecued ribs, but the treat of the treat is when they serve you those fine-made beets. You want to spend the rest of your bright down at the house, at the house, at the house of blue light. We'll have a time and we'll cut some rug while we dig those tunes like they should be dug. It's a real homecoming for all those cats just really down a path. The welcome mats fall in there and we'll see some sights down at the house, at the house, at the house of blue light.
Oh, well, it seems like our little journey through the houses of Freetown Radio has come to an end. Inappropriately at the House of Blue Lights. And that was Eddie Haywood and his orchestra featuring the Andrews Sisters. That was recorded in Los Angeles on July 27th, 1946 for the Decca label. And before that, we heard the great, great R&B band Tiny Bradshaw and his band, recorded in 1950 on June 8th in Cincinnati, and that was Breaking Up the House, which is one of Tiny's theme songs. And we start off that set with NRBQ and Borden House Pie, and that was from their Tap Dancing Bats LP that came out in 1983. And I believe that was the voice of pro wrestler Captain Lou Albano on that one. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. Don't forget, next week we're going to have part two, the first Freetown Radio two-parter. It's going to be Back at the House part two. Everybody have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves, and more importantly, take care of each other. See you next week.
KRVS, 88.7 FM.